They arrested us after breakfast. We took a little walk through the village and then went down to the quay to get our bags. A soldier was standing guard over the boat.
Is this your boat?
Yes.
Where do you come from?
Up the lake.
Then I have to ask you to come with me.
How about the bags?
You can carry the bags.
I carried the bags and Catherine walked beside me, and the soldier walked along behind us to the old custom house. In the custom house, a lieutenant, very thin and military, questioned us.
What nationality are you?
American and British.
Let me see your passports.
I gave him mine and Catherine got hers out of her handbag. He examined them for a long time.
Why do you enter Switzerland this way in a boat?
I'm a sportsman, I said. Rowing is my great sport. I always row when I get a chance.
Why do you come here?
For the winter sport. We are tourists and we want to do the winter sport.
This is no place for the winter sport.
We know it. We want to go where they have the winter sport.
What have you been doing in Italy?
I have been studying architecture. My cousin has been studying art.
Why do you leave there?
We want to do the winter sport. With the war going on, you cannot study architecture.
You will please stay where you are, the lieutenant said.
He went back into the building with our passports.
You're splendid, darling, Catherine said. Keep on the same track. You want to do the winter sport.
Do you know anything about art?
Rubens, said Catherine.
Large and fat, I said.
Titian,
Catherine said.
Titian-haired,
I said. How about
Mantegna?
Don't ask hard ones, Catherine said. I know him, though.
Very bitter.
Very bitter, I said. Lots of nail holes.
You see, I'll make you a fine wife, Catherine said. I'll be able to talk art with your customers.
Here he comes, I said. The thin lieutenant came down the length of the custom house, holding our passports.
I will have to send you into Locarno, he said. You can get the carriage and the soldier will go in with you.
All right, I said. What about the boat?
The boat is confiscated.
What have you in those bags?
He went all through the two bags and held up the quarter bottle of brandy.
Would you join me in a drink? I asked.
No, thank you.
He straightened up.
How much money have you?
2,500 lira. He was favorably impressed.
How much has your cousin?
Catherine had a little over 1,200 lira. The lieutenant was pleased. His attitude toward us became less haughty.
If you are going for winter sports, he said, Wengen is the place. My father has a very fine hotel at Wengen. It is open all the time.
That's splendid, I said. Could you give me the name?
I will write it on a card.
He handed me the card very politely.
The soldier will take you into Locarno. He will keep your passports. I regret this, but it is necessary. I have good hopes they will give you a visa or a police permit at Locarno.
He handed the two passports to the soldier, and carrying the bags, we started into the village to order a carriage.
Hi,
the lieutenant called to the soldier. He said something in a German dialect to him. The soldier slung his rifle on his back and picked up the bags.
It's a great country, I said to Catherine. It's so practical.
Thank you very much, I said to the lieutenant. He waved his hand.
Service, he said.
We followed our guard into the village.